Many of the students and my old friends probably share my opinion that she was a major influence on us. First of all, she was pragmatic, but it wasn't an easy time to be principal of a college. And she understood all the restrictions that were necessary and all the compromises that had to be made between student demands and the limitations of post-war Britain. After the war, becoming clear that the mood and expectations of young people was changing, but Mrs. Stocks certainly had the welfare and future of the college and all the students to bear in mind. I think it was her attitude to the conventions of the time, which was a revelation to me, that you had to look at things rationally and then make your own mind up how you would deal with established conventions. And after the war, these were being overturned, and it was an opportunity for women, just as it had been after the First World War. But I know she was very familiar with the Bible, and she used to post up notices, which were in fact quotations, mostly from the Old Testament. And the one by the Porter's Lodge, where we came in after our evenings out, if we'd managed to obtain a late pass, said, there is a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. And of course, a lot of people had long goodbyes on the steps, you know, when the porters were waiting to close the doors. Another friend was in trouble for coming in late, not having a late pass. And she had a good dressing down from Mary Stocks. And then when that was over, Mrs. Stocks suddenly said to her, "Well, Miss Hibbins, was it worth it?" And you felt that she understood exactly, you know, what students were like.